409, Louis W. and Janet C. Melton seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Old Mill Road and Railroad. Yeah, road. 911 address is 36328 Old Mill Road, Ocean View. Zoning district is GR, tax parcel is District 134, map 12, parcel 73.01. The applicant is seeking a 1.6-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing structure in a GR zoning district. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and three mail returns.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Louis W. Melton, 22476 Grebe Lane, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for seeing me. I've constructed a combination apartment and garage at the corner of Old Mill and Railway. And it's a triangular, a very odd-shaped lot. And my objective when I wanted to construct my building was to be parallel to Old Mill Road as opposed to being parallel to the rear property line there. And before I built my place, there were some trailers in there, and they were more or less backing up to the rear property line there. And from the standpoint of the, you know, basically my encroachment on the setback was caused by, there were actually two sets of drawings made. One that included the 40-by-80-foot building, and then there was another set of drawings that only included the uncovered portion, I mean, excuse me, the covered portion of the structure. So the lean-to and the porch encroach onto the 10-foot setback. And for me to remedy the situation, short of getting a variance, I'm going to have to end up changing the profile of the lean-to and also do away with some of the concrete porch. I don't know whether this picture is...
We have it.
You have that? Okay, but that's the extent of the encroachment into the setback. It won't change any of the essential character of the neighbor's property, nor does it alter the essential character of my own. And at some point, there'll be a fence back there running right along the property line, and at that point, this won't even be visible from any of the neighbors to the rear. If the variance is authorized, it'll represent no modification to the existing structure and will be the least intrusive to all concerned.
So you got a building permit?
That's correct.
You built the building?
That's correct.
Who, did you build it, or...
What I did, I hired a construction manager.
And who was that?
And a man by the name of Chuck Colata out of Milford. And so we were all working together, and then when it came time to stake the property, we worked with True North Surveying, and there were actually two sets of drawings that one included the 40-by-80 footprint of the property, yet there was another set of drawings that only showed the building and not the porch or the lean-to, and the property was staked on the basis of the drawing that did not include the lean-to and the side porch. And I didn't even realize it until, you know, later on, we had another survey done that there was even an encroachment.
So would you have another survey done to subdivide it?
Well, that's ultimately, I want to subdivide the property that I'm on.
So I would say it's this first one then that's... So when did you realize that you were encroaching?
I'm gonna say it was around, I'm gonna say maybe November, sometime in November.
And who did the actual building of the park project?
The Diamond State Bowl building.
But they didn't lay out the markers, is that
no,
right?
No, they didn't. They didn't lay out the markers.
And True North did?
Well, True North told us where to put them. They told us where to put the stakes.
In the ground.
And honestly, I can't remember who actually put the stakes in there.
But it wasn't a company that did it.
I can't remember whether it was you know, the construction manager that did it, or whether it was the surveyors that did it, or what, it seems like it should have been the surveyors that did it, but I just
You don't think after it was laid out you might have changed your mind to add the lean-to to it?
Oh, heavens no. It was in there from the get-go.
Okay.
All the way back to the original architectural drawings.
And we don't have those, correct?
Well, I'm sure that I've filed them with my building permit.
Is this structure complete?
It's complete, yes, ma'am.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
You said you were planning on, so you caught this on your own?
Yes.
And then you probably received information that if you didn't get this squared away, you wouldn't be able to subdivide, or you wanted to make...
No, that didn't have anything to do with it. No, when I saw the subdivided drawing, I saw that, you know, that corner was inside the setback. And, you know, I got very nervous about this. The building and everything was already there. I consulted with anybody that listened to me, you know, what should I do now? meaning, should I go seek a variance, you know, get this out there? Should I go ahead and, you know, chop up the lean-to and the porch? And the advice I got from everybody is just, you know, wait till somebody complains about it. I mean, that was the party line. Excuse me?
Did someone complain?
No, ma'am. No, why am I here? Because the planning and zoning people came out about 2 hours after I got my CO and measured it and told me that I was out of compliance.
Huh. Okay. So let's hear from staff then. What transpired?
I was just going to state that our inspector, when he went out to measure for the compliance, he discovered the encroachment and let him know. And it states that he was going to come in the first of the year to apply.
How long ago was this?
And the permit, that was December 20th. And the permit does include the porch and lean-to and is in just the little bit of typing that's available. We don't have the drawing, but.
Okay, so then I have
you got the permit for the whole.
What's the, do we know the length and width of the as-built?
Well, does the as-built include the porch and the lean-to?
That's right.
It's 40 by 80. The footprint of the entire property is 40 by 80.
Of the building or the parcel?
No, ma'am, the building.
Thank you for being here, first of all. I mean, I want to say that. What's drawing some confusion on my part
is that the original proposed was 40 by 80, which would then include the covered lean-to. Okay, so we have 40 by 80, but the mistake was made in the placement of the stake.
There was another set of drawings that did not include the lean-to and the
That's what I thought I heard you say.
Right. And that's the one that, that everybody went and set the stakes on.
But
okay.
Your whole building, including the porch and the lean-to, is 40 by 80.
That's correct.
Well, it's that they put the markers in the wrong spot.
Right.
Whoever did that.
So my my point to you is that you got 40 by 80.
Yes.
The simple fact is that the stake was put in the wrong place.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a ditch in the back of that?
No.
Not a ditch.
And utilities, it's water and sewer that are in the front of the house.
Mm. And nobody, that other development behind you, Smith Drive,
uh-huh.
or that other development behind you, none of those people have complained?
No. If I could step over the drawing. The gentleman that owns this piece of property, came over and I showed him exactly what the problem was, and he just kind of chuckled about that. Why is this any big deal? And then this gentleman right here is I showed this to him about 2 weeks ago because he told me that he had gotten the letter, and I said, well, come over, I want to show you what we're talking about here. And he didn't see that it was any big deal at all. That these people here, I can't tell you what's going on in this place. I just don't know.
So how did they get a CO without you going out and checking it first?
He probably had his final through building code, and then when we went out, we'd give the final.
They've not issued a CO.
No, we're waiting for.
Okay. So you don't have a CO?
I don't.
Nope. Not yet.
That's what we're operating on. That's correct us if we're wrong.
Excuse me?
Correct us if we're wrong, but we don't believe.
Well, I can't recall a piece of paper that I've received. But Mr. Whaley, who came out and did the, that basically discovered it, he told me that I didn't need to, that it didn't really interrupt anything that I was doing there, as far as getting somebody moved into the apartment and, moving ahead with my garage.
Yeah, we don't think there's a CO, but...
Well, I can tell you, I haven't received anything, any formal documentation.
So there's no CO been issued?
So, okay.
Yeah.
Just for the record, we need to clarify that.
Looking at the picture that you referenced earlier and you showed us, but we have, if you were to cut that concrete, part of that concrete off to be in code, I'm imagining it would probably mess with the integrity of what you have standing there.
Well, I wouldn't mind, cutting off that corner of the concrete, but the problem is that, that the lean-to covers that, all the way out to that corner. It doesn't extend beyond the corner, but it extends to that corner. So that would involve some modification of the lean-to, and of course it can be done, but it sure isn't going to look very good. I won't ever see it because it's, in back of the house, but my neighbors would see it.
I think that would affect the integrity of the lean-to.
Yes, I do also.
Did you talk to your surveyor about that?
I haven't talked to the surveyor about it.
All right, is there any questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Show of hands, please. Or would you like to speak?
No, no, I'm this side. I was there when Mr. Haley was there, so I can see.
Sir, if you'd like to speak.
Oh, no, okay.
But are you in support?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have one in support.
One in support. On any that anyone in opposition? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,409 for Lewis W. and Janet C. Melton. I believe that the requested variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief for this circumstance.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved. Thank you.